Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 5th of October 2023. Where do we fucking start this? Well, this is actually, I was fucking raging yesterday, I'm not gonna lie, and then I got three goals in the Rotherham Bristol City game. It was 0-0 at 80 minutes, and I got three goals in the last 10 minutes, and I'd backed over 1.5 and over 2.5 at decent prices through the second half, and it cheered me up. I slept like a baby. So thank you, Bristol City, for that little winner. I was happy with the two goals, and then when they got the third, it was fucking trifle time. Beautiful. Cherry on the top. So took a little bit. See, this is why I don't do, this is why I do the pods, you get to sleep on it. But where do we start with the fucking shit that is going on this week? I picked up last time with the faces. They made a statement. It just gets fucking worse. It just gets worse. And then you've got made up political bollocks. You've got the speaker booted out in America. Let's replay football matches because fucking officials fuck up. What a week to be alive. I'm going to start. I've got to start with the football. I'm going to say it fucking plain and clear as day. Anybody at all, any fucking individual supporting replays in football matches because of errors by match officials generally needs to fuck off from the game. Fuck off completely. Disappear. Fuck off. Go. Do not pass. Go. Fucking exits that way. Get yourselves out of the fucking game. You do not deserve to be around it. The German floodlight gobbed fucking shithead should immediately, fucking today, be charged with bringing the game into disrepute. I've never heard or seen anything like what's going on in football in this country before. And coming from a country that was robbed by the hand of God, the Lampard ghost goal, a Spurs fan with the Sissoko penalty in the Champions League final, after which the rules are changed, and everything else that has gone on is fucking saying something. It is fucking horrific what is going on. I am stunned. I genuinely cannot fucking believe what I'm reading, hearing, seeing, my phone going off all the time. It's fucking mental. Let's just start by getting the fucking facts of it. It is and was a fucking horrendous error. It is a clusterfuck. If you listen to that audio, it is terrible. It 100% should have been a legal goal. I'm not disputing that. I've not heard one fucking person on the planet dispute that or claim to be any different. Yes, as football supporters, we are going to fucking laugh at the opposition because that's what you do. But it is horrific. It is a goal. It is a clusterfuck. But let's just clarify the fucking circumstances, because this is where people are fucking brain dead and thick, and it is fucking thickness. Firstly, this isn't the only fucking error made by VAR as it is being painted. I'm not talking subjective errors. We are never going to have a perfect system, and there will always be subjective errors. There will be, like the Sissoko penalty in the Champions League final, where people think it's looking so it's handball. I look and go, that is never handball to me. You know, that is always going to happen. That's a penalty. That's a red card. I don't think it is. The fact that he won't even fucking earn up, old fucking torch teeth, won't own up to the fucking red card for Jones is fucking incredible. They've gone to appeal and lost, and he still is fucking arguing yesterday that it's not a red card. It is, under the laws of the game, a fucking red card, whether you like it or not. And a red card was given, and he is still arguing it, because that is what they do. They want the narrative, and they've been fucking superb at it over the years. They want the fucking narrative all on them. And I'll come to that in a minute. In 22-23, PGMOL, the governing body of the officials, admitted to 8 VAR errors owing to human error. The biggest of which is almost identical to what's happened this week, except we didn't get the media frenzy. We didn't get the audio within fucking 3 days and everybody jumping up and down. And arguably it made a bigger difference in football than this will fucking make. The Arsenal, and this is Arsenal, bear in mind who I'm talking about, my fucking Spurs fan. Arsenal were 5 points clear at the top of the table in early February with a game in hand. And they were playing Brentford. Brentford scored, and Lee Mason, who was the VAR official, openly admitted He forgot to draw the offside lines for the goal and it was awarded. Arsenal drew the game 1-1. Ended up Man City won that weekend, following day, and the gap came 3 rather than maintained at 5. Psychologically, we have no idea what effect that had on that Arsenal team. Obviously under pressure, battling for the title, some tough fixtures to come up, still had to play Man City. But a gap of 5 is psychologically miles fucking bigger than a gap of 3. And they could have easily taken that forward and gone on and won the title. We will never, ever know. And it happened. I bet you can hardly even fucking remember it, most of you. Because it wasn't fucking dragged through like it was. Plain and simple, the VAR offside procedure, which should be fucking foolproof. We all agree it should be foolproof. The VAR offside procedure, in this instance, we've listened to a clusterfuck where the guys aren't aware of what's going on the pitch, so they've made a fuck up. And in the Arsenal situation, the guy's drawn the lines in the wrong place, made a fuck up, not paying attention, whatever it may be. One's not paying attention to where the line should be. One's not paying attention to what's happened on field. There is no fucking difference. You can try and paint it. There is no fucking difference whatsoever, other than a fucking human being who's operating something has made a fuck up. And that is where you will always get fuck ups. Wherever humans are involved, you will get fuck ups. When I was in Vegas, MGM Casino got hacked. What was the cause of the hack? A human fuck up. It was a 10-minute phone call through finding someone's MGM profile on LinkedIn to a member of staff who divulged enough information for them to get into that system. And it cost them $350 million a day. It was a fucking human error that allowed them to get in. Not fucking genius whiz kids being able to hack through security barriers. Wherever you get it, that very same weekend of the Brentford Arsenal situation, you had Brighton, I think it was. Brighton scored against Palace. I think, or Palace, it was one of the two. Palace either scored against Brighton or Brighton scored against Palace. And the VAR drew the lines on the wrong player for the offside and ended up not giving the goal. So that what should have been a goal, exactly as in the Liverpool case, when the Arsenal won, a goal stood when it shouldn't. In this one, Brighton had a goal chalked off, which should have stood, exactly the same as Liverpool's goal should have stood, because they pulled the fucking lines off the wrong player. Human error. You can't remember it. Why can't you remember it? Because fucking De Zerbi wasn't out with his fucking flashlight teeth asking for fucking replays, kicking up, causing problems. It is complete and utter fucking bollocks. It's the fucking biggest nonsense I've heard in fucking football for a manager to sit in a fucking press conference and say a game should be replayed. It was human error. It was fucking disgraceful human error. I fully take that on board. And the procedures need sorting out, but not by being reactionary to this is my team bollocks, which is all that's happening. It is always just only when it's my team. And some clubs shout fucking louder than others. You can't remember a fucking Arteta, who's quite vocal, shouting and screaming about the Brentford goal. You can't fucking remember De Zerbi doing it. We will all remember this fucking thing. We will all fucking remember it because one club is fucking dragging it and keeping it to the forefront rather than dealing with it in a fucking proper adult manner. What is going on will not solve anything. The football clubs in the Premier League, all 20 of them, signed up to VAR protocols. It wasn't fucking just pushed on them. They signed up to want it. They signed up to the rules of those VAR protocols. They signed up to the fact that officials are not liable to those VAR protocols if they make a mistake. It is fucking football law, not a whimsical fucking process that has been pushed on them. They wanted it. It's a fucking clusterfuck. The idea for me is fantastic. We have, for reasons that I've said many times and I cannot fucking get in my head, made a massive fucking clusterfuck of it. We are fucking incompetent. I go to football weekly. I have done for years, 40 odd years. I watch football. I don't sit at home like fucking TV judges. I watch football and I can be heard on this pod at least 50 times saying the fucking officials were terrible. I berate the performance. I do not know why they are so incompetent. What I do know is that it will not be fucking solved by fuck nugget fucking managers grandstanding in front of the press. That will not solve it. What does that do? It will turn the fans against referees and officials. The job is fucking hard enough as it is. But what that will do, they are derided. We've had death threats to Mike Dean. That is what you're going to cause. And what's going to happen eventually is somebody's going to get fucking stabbed or something. And we're all going, how did that happen? I can't believe that happened. It's disgraceful. What world are we living in? This is the world we're living in because we're fucking driving it with this shit that is coming out of people like Klopp's fucking mouth week in, week out. Imagine you doing your job and making a mistake. Just imagine making a mistake. And we all do. We all make mistakes. I make fucking mistakes every single week of my life. Ask Kerry, ask Dave, ask Alistair. I make loads of fucking mistakes. We all do. I know some people think they're fucking perfect. Breaking news, you're fucking not. But imagine that you get to work, you make a fuck up, you realise it, but it's too late. And then the whole fucking office derides you every fucking turn and slags you off and fucking shouts it from the rooftops, puts it on social media, tells them. Just fucking imagine it. They don't try and help you or fix it. They just slag you off and deride you. It's absolute fucking nonsense. Fucking torch teeth, fucking porcelain mouth knows exactly what he is doing. He's not doing it for the integrity of the game. That is complete and utter bollocks. He is doing it to apply more pressure on refs and officials in upcoming Liverpool games. He's a fucking disgrace. If he had any fucking thought of integrity of the game, he'd have called out the VAR process at Brighton. He'd have called out the VAR process at Arsenal. He'd have called out the VAR process at fucking Wolves Liverpool in the FA Cup and numerous others that we've all seen on our screens. He doesn't because none of them fucking affect him. And that is not how you're going to fix this fucking thing. You are going to fix it by clubs and officials getting together, making sure that this bollocks cannot happen again. And unfortunately, football is such bollocks these days that teams do only fucking care about themselves, and Liverpool are fucking masters of it. Sheffield United got fucking relegated when a goal went in. Got fucking relegated. People lost their jobs. The fucking financial hit to people. It's a fucking nonsense, but these things have happened. Roy Carroll scooping a ball out 3 feet over the fucking line. It's human error. One of the things that always amazes me with this is we go, oh, it's a technical thing though. This is technical. Goal line technical. There's still four fucking people watching the game. You've got two linesmen, a referee, and a fourth official watching it. So when Sheffield United score, one of them should know the fucking ball's gone in the net. We don't need a fucking watch beeping. One of them should fucking know the ball went in the fucking net. It's fucking simple. That's what they're fucking there for. They're there to watch the game. Quite clearly, those three guys on fucking Sunday weren't watching the game. Well, Saturday, they haven't got a fucking clue what's going on. That's what needs sorting, not fucking replays. We need to make sure these fucking cunts can do the job. It's as simple as that. And you don't do that by fucking slagging them off and standing up in fucking press conferences. It is fucking bollocks, and I'm going to get a load of shit for this. The Telegram room's been flying all week. Got one guy said, I don't want to be star of Ian's pods. Too fucking late, son. You called it out. You didn't declare that you were a Liverpool fan when you started calling it out. You declared you're a Liverpool fan when you were fucking asked. I take it you support Liverpool. Oh, yeah, actually, I do. You wrongly stated the fucking goal was given. It wasn't. The goal was ruled out. If we didn't have VAR, that goal wouldn't have stood. The linesman put his flag up. It'd have been offside on the pitch. So if we didn't have VAR, do away with it. That's not a goal. Fucking simple. The VAR was there to tell him it was a goal and fuck that up. It really is simple. But you haven't advocated against VAR in the 2, 3 years you've been posting the Telegram. Not a fucking word. Not a word from you. But all of a sudden now you're fucking, oh, I need to sort this out. I mean, we got Shem in there. Who thinks, you know, Klopp should be fucking shouting from the rooftop. Klopp, Shem's slightly different. I respect Shem's position because Shem just thinks referees are corrupt. I totally and utterly disagree with it, but he's been consistent. He thinks they're fucking corrupt. He thinks the old thing's bent. I totally disagree. I just think they're fucking massively incompetent and we need to try and solve that. But he's, you know, Shem's been consistent. We got a Liverpool fan fucking all of a sudden popping up there. Be consistent. Don't just do it when your fucking team's wrong. Do it when Arsenal don't get a gold fucking awarded. Do it when the Chelsea fucking player who had his hair pulled by a Spurs player. When I watched that, I could not believe it. And then Mike Dean openly admits I didn't want to send him to the screen because he'd had a hard afternoon. It's fucking nonsense. That's not corruption. It's just fucking incompetence. Let's just fucking deal with it, whatever way. And I don't know what those answers are till you get people in a room, see how that process works. Is it the right people involved? Do we need different people in it? What training is there? You can't just judge it unless you see the whole thing. It's fucking bollocks. Honestly, absolute fucking shite. Then I had a United fan. Somebody texted me last night. Oh, conclusive proof. Oh, it's fucking men, honestly. Conclusive proof. And he sent me a link to a United fan agreeing with Klopp. So this is his conclusive proof that If a United fan's on Liverpool's side, it's conclusive proof. I click the link. It's fucking that fucking monumental weapon, Mark Goldbridge. I listened to 40 seconds of it. 30 seconds in, the exact word he was, they willingly disallowed a goal. They didn't. Fucking no one willingly did fuck all. And if you think that, you're either fucking really supremely fucking thick, which he is, or you're just fucking trying to fit a narrative to suit you. No one willingly did anything. It was a monumental fucking fuck up. Basically, they were all over the fucking shop, not paying attention. They had no idea what the on-field decision was. The fucking video replay guy was the guy who spotted it. When you listen to the audio, the VAR don't do anything. The video replay guy spotted it. Hang on a minute. It's onside. Are you sure you're happy with that check complete? By then, the game had kicked off because he'd said check complete. The referee played the game. By the laws of the game, you can't pull it back. That's the laws of the game. You want to change the laws? Change the laws. You don't fucking start replaying football matches because it doesn't go your way. That's the fucking laws of the game. Once the play restarts, you cannot pull it back. The VAR then starts swearing. Fuck me, because he's made a fucking, they put the expletive thing, or expletive here. He realises he's made a fuck up. He knows what's coming. He knows exactly what's coming. And we can argue the rights and wrongs of them going to the fucking UAE 3 days before. This isn't the only time that's happened. It's happened for fucking years that they've fucked off and done other things. We can argue all that. Sort it out. Can't do that anymore. But you can't start fucking replaying games. Fucking imagine you're 4-0 up. 4-0 up and it fucking happens in the 89th minute. The opposition team score a consolation goal that's chalked off and proved. We're going to replay the game. 4-0 up. Absolute fucking wombats. You'd have a clamour for weekends every fucking week. It would be ridiculous. And people would be going, yeah, but that's not a replay issue. It would become a replay issue because once you open that fucking door, it will not stop, you fucking ignorant fucking idiots. Of course it was. It's a fucking disgrace. He's an absolute fucking bellend for coming out and doing it. For a manager of a top, and they are a top club. You're talking of a club in the top five clubs in the world. A position that comes with responsibility and a pay packet of fucking millions to come out with this shit is fucking dis. It's disgusting. He should be fucking charged and dealt with. He's got previous. It does the game of football no good. It does bring it into dispute. Everyone is fucking clear it's a fuck up. You need to come and bring it together. When Roma had a goal disallowed in the 2018 semi final that was proven to be onside, Dzeko, I think it was, Van Dijk. Who cares? That's what he said at the end of the game. Who cares? They don't care unless it's them and they make a fucking bigger song and dance. No club makes a bigger fucking song and dance than Liverpool FC in situations like this. And what does it do? I'll tell you exactly what it's going to do. It's going to turn fans against Liverpool. That's what it's going to do, which will lead to more things like songs and fucking disgraceful behaviour about the Hillsborough disaster and more abuse of things like that. That is what it's going to fucking do. And it's just going to cause more division, more divide, and make things fucking harder. That is where it fucking ends. It is an absolute fucking disgrace. We all want more decisions to be right. Of course we do. But when you look at football and VAR overall, VAR has been calculated. Where we used to get 84% of key decisions right in football matches since the introduction of VAR, that is up to 92%, and that should be applauded. If you think it's ever going to be a fucking 100%, you're in cloud cuckoo land, and you shouldn't be watching fucking games or sport of any fucking sort whatsoever. Is it run well? No. Mistakes highlighted, need addressing, but this nonsense this week, fuck right off. If a game of football is ever replayed because of this, I tell you now, I will never ever set foot in a fucking football ground again, and I will never watch another game of football because the game will be well and truly fucking dead. You do not act this out in public now. The news came out, it broke, and you don't do it and whip up social media bollocks, cause more division, bring more fucking shit on your club, which is what it's going to do. 20 club chairmen, coaching staff need to get in a room with PGMOL officials and set these fucking procedures up properly so that they're carried out accurately, correctly as possible, and most important, consistently. That's what we want. We want consistency across the board in what it's done. I mean, one guy yesterday saying that when Spurs play Liverpool in May, that Spurs should just stand aside and let Liverpool score a goal. What fucking world are we living in? To be fair, Spurs do that anyway. We don't need fucking stand aside. We let them score whenever they want when we're up there. But fuck me. Absolutely fucking disgraceful it is. For a manager to, I cannot, I couldn't believe the club, a club of Liverpool's stature, released that fucking statement. I thought it was parody on fucking Tuesday, whenever that was, or Monday. When this happened yesterday, fuck me. You've got a manager openly declaring we should have a replay. It's fucking incredible. It is fucking incredible. And it will achieve nothing, tell me, other than fucking harm to the game and harm to Liverpool fans, harm to shit like Hillsborough being carried on. That is what it's going to fucking lead to. It's a fucking nonsense. And the guy, the Liverpool fan who put in the fucking room, he went, "Oh, this season's an asterisk for me." You're fucking used to asterisk seasons, aren't you? Yes, there you go. Right, lovely. Move on. See, as always, say your piece. You're welcome in the Telegram room. Stop your fucking VAR nonsense. Right, where next? Have you ever had? Shall I just calm down, move into one before we rev it back up again? Have you ever had? I've been asked this many times. Have you been asked a question or asked a question yourself of somebody? What would be the first thing you did if you were Prime Minister? Have you ever been asked that? I've certainly been asked it many times. And I know my boys asked me it and other people have asked it when I've had political discussion, what would be. We're now living a real life version of it. Imagine, I don't know, falling out of a Wetherspoons after you've had 8 pints of Carlsberg Special Brew and five bottles of Gold Label and with your mates, and you're fucking falling out of Wetherspoons, walking down the high street, and one of them asks you in a drunken, "What would you do if you, what was the first thing you'd do if you became Prime Minister?" I'm going to assume this is me. We're going to say it's me. I've had eight Special Brews, five Gold Labels. I'd be on the floor, to be honest. Have you ever had that Special Brew? Fucking horrendous. And Gold Label's even worse. I once went out with a girl when I was younger. She drank Gold Label. I'd never heard of it. It's about fucking 20%. It's fucking vile. Anyway, that's another story. Where do we get to? Yes, so I'm staggering out of Wetherspoons. Bloke says to me, "What would I do? First thing I'd do," and I completely off the top of my head, I go, "I'd make it law for everybody who's." I'm going to think of something wild now. I'd make it law for everybody who's got a cat. They got to take it to the top of the stairs and kick the cat down the stairs. There you go. That's pretty wild, isn't it? And imagine that conversation playing out. Horrific. But that's the law. I'd make it law. That's what I'm going to do. All cats have got to be kicked downstairs. But just happened to walk behind me as a Conservative MP, and they overhear this. The next fucking day on the news round, you'd hear, "We are stopping people kicking cats down the stairs." That's what you'd hear. And they go, "Oh, Sophie Ridge or Laura Coonsberg, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Nobody's suggesting kicking cats down the stairs as a po." People are saying, Sophie, that cats should be kicked downstairs. That the Tory minister would double down. That is what we are fucking living. We are living with fucking policies based on some drunken fucker falling out of Wetherspoons, passing some ridiculous comment, and they are making this shit up like they are in the fucking Wetherspoons 8 o'clock crowd. It is incredible the bollocks we're living through. It's fucking insulting, degrading. They do not give a fuck, and it is a fucking disgrace. And what is amazing is people support this shit. People are losing, I've said this before, you're losing their last fucking ounce of dignity and integrity. If they had any a fucking tool to support this fucking bollocks that's coming out. It's fucking, it is a lesson in fucking human race. It's fucking incredible what we are living through. And of course these people say, "Yeah, but anything but Labour, we can't have Labour." It's the thing. For me, I've been looking into this and thinking about it, and you know, you read back on stuff that's gone on. If we go back to, you know, I've said this before, the sort of Blair government, people weren't really unhappy. You know, you'd have had Tories out, of course, you would far right Tories unhappy that Blair got in, but Blair essentially he moved from the sort of Michael Foot Kinnock days, he moved the party into the middle. And people weren't really unhappy. And then he made a monumental fuck up with the Iraq War. We then had a financial crash, which wasn't politicians doing. You know, we all argue about banks being regulated, but we had a financial crash and we were all in a bit of a mess. And Cameron got in, but he needed to be propped up by the Lib Dems. So that kind of kept them fairly central. And the Lib Dems took all the fucking heat for tuition fees and losing their honour and this, that, and the other. And austerity probably was needed, but not to the degree. So there was up there, but that's where we were. But as those moved to the middle, it's been hard to differentiate really between them. And it is to this day, you know, between that sort of 2010, 2013 Conservative government and the Labour of today, it's quite hard to differentiate. You get a lot of Labour supporters basically say that Keir Starmer's a Tory with a red tie on. That's what you'll get. And I think there is something in that. But because Labour have adopted this ground, and they are far too centrist for a lot of their party, but we kind of proved that the Corbyn is not wanted. I don't think that will ever work in this country. No matter what people say about it, I just don't think that will ever work. I don't think you'll get a majority ever on side of that sort of politics. So the only way that Labour see to get in will move there. But rather than stay and fight in that ground now, the Tories have gone, well, if they're there, we got to go over here. So they've just made this fucking lunge to the right ever since fuck bollocks got in, the fucking blonde twat. And it's fucking incredible. It is absolutely fucking incredible what we're watching. That we've adopted the American sort of Trumpisms of just fucking openly lying and stating it as fact. We've got conservative journalists, Tom Harwood losing his last piece of fucking dignity defending it yesterday, saying they haven't lunged to the right. They fucking have. It's fucking clear as day that they have. I mean, but he ain't fucking intelligent enough, that thick piece of shit, to fucking even differentiate between social policy and fiscal policy. I don't know how these people get the fucking time of day on TV. I really don't. He's just another jumped up, self-gratifying cunt. But you've got your I can't vote Labour ever, so I've got to go with this lot. Without really knowing now what because the Conservative Party today isn't, it's a million miles from the one of 2010, 13. It's a million miles away. It's fucking incredible what we are watching. And a minister openly admitted on TV we need to support divisive, hated politics. That's what she basically said. It's just the open dishonesty that's running rampant. It's so unfair on the British people. The lies, the bullshit, the rhetoric. We're in a massive decline on all walks of life. We had a 900 million fucking deficit. It's now 2.4 trillion. What have we got to show for it? National debt. What have we got to show for it apart from a load of fucking frauds, fraudsters, B bank, well, COVID bank loan fraudsters, fucking PPE fraudsters. What have we got to show for it? It is fucking disgracing, for all for the vanity of a few fucking morons. Anderson, Sunak, Patel dancing with Farage. We haven't become UKIP, but we'll dance around with fucking Farage. They are basically fucking UKIP in a blue tie, if not worse now. Truss, Cleverly, Shapps, just all incompetent lying cunts. The fact that you think an 800 million Prime Minister with 800 million getting 184 grand a year cares about is fucking mental. It is complete bollocks. It's just shit. People say we can't take any more people in. The fucking population rate of growth is slowing down. We grew at 0.42% in 2020. We're now growing at 0.34. Everything is just lies and bollocks and fucking smoke and mirrors. And I just don't know how we're going to fix it. So many issues in the UK need sorting. This ain't going to achieve it. It's just like Klopp standing up and saying, demanding replay. Ain't going to fucking solve VAR. We really need to get fucking rid of this lot, stabilise, and decide what country we want to be. It's a fucking disgrace. It really is. And we are just lunging into this American divisive fucking nutjob politics. And you just need to look at what's happened there this week. The fucking speaker getting ejected. First time in history. Ejected by his own fucking party, by the way. It's his own party who fucking called the motion to boot him out. Absolute scenes. You've got Trump standing in a fucking foyer saying he can't believe he hasn't got a jury when his fucking lawyers didn't ask for one. Claiming statute of limitation bollocks. More fucking lies. It's just wrong. I just don't know where the world goes from here. That speaker, what did it take? 9 votes to get him in? What the fuck are they going to do now? They took 9 votes to get that guy and then they fucking boot him out after 11 months. It's fucking nonsense. And the fact that we look across there and go, yeah, that's what we should mimic. It's a fucking national disgrace what's going on. And for the people up north fucking levelling up, you must be looking at yourselves going, what the fuck was that all about? I mean, it's just yesterday, Sunak, we're going to extend that line to Manchester Airport. It was done in 2014, you cunt. Just stop fucking lying, please. Can we just have a fucking conversation where you do not just tell blatant fucking lies? It's fucking ridiculous. What a bunch of absolute cunts. What a fucking week. And in amongst that, then FIFA announced a fucking World Cup with the first three games played on a different continent. What a fucking time to be alive. They must be fucking over the moon that Darren England did what he did at the weekend. Because nobody said a fucking word about that. Fucking World Cup where they're starting in South America and finishing in fucking Portugal, Spain. It's absolute fucking nonsense, honestly. My fucking head was going to explode. That's why I had to do a pod. Right, I hope you've enjoyed it. Probably not. Bring the shit on. All of you, come on, bring it on. I can fucking take it. Middlesbrough, Steve Elliott, 3 wins, son. Here we go. What did I tell you? The old pre-season bit's alive again. Up the Borough. Here they come. I told you Carrick was a good manager. I'm glad they gave him a bit of time. Right, I've had enough. Newsletter out tomorrow. Football's back. I'll be live on YouTube. I got my group I'm going to do it with, and I'll try and throw in a general one on Saturday and Sunday. It's all good. Beautiful. There's probably other stuff, but I can't fucking remember it. Fuck off, you fucking porcelain tooth fucking idiot. It's fucking nonsense, honestly. Right, have a lovely day. See you later.